We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This need to be.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day, Wendy. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a minute. What if, coming up at 11:20, Michael Lombardi had to fly on an airplane today, so he can't join us at 11:20 and say kind of mean things about Matt Ryan. I guess we'll have to wait till next week. Although I got to ask him, man. I mean, I know we talked to him last week. He said Matt Ryan does look more comfortable in Arthur Smith's offense. He does. That's also part of what this season was going to be.
Right.
He's going to look more comfortable as the season goes on. Hopefully that shows up on Sunday. We'll get to a what if in his place coming up in 20 minutes. And then the Wendy Zone at 11:40, as always.
Hey, Andy, have you ever been made to feel like you weren't the man of the house?
Oh.
Just for a second.
Huh.
Okay.
Probably,
so,
yeah.
Obviously, the kids, Gwinnett's digital learning today. So Sammy is at home doing his work. And so last night, you know, mom bought him a new bathrobe. And he just loved it, dog. Spider-Man bathrobe, he just pimping it.
That is awesome.
And so last night, before he goes, they said, Daddy, can you make me bacon for breakfast? Like, no problem. I got you, whatever. So this dude comes down here by 8 o'clock, Andy. All right, 8 o'clock, robe and drawers. All right, robe and drawers.
Like, is the robe tied up or what?
Yes,
like, what's
yes. Okay. Yes, robe and drawers, chest all out, and go walk over there and say, hey, Dad, where's my bacon? And for some reason, I don't know what it was, for him to come at me that early in the morning, I had to think for a second. Now, this is my house, right? But just to come down, and I think if he would have came down in his pajamas or something, it would have been cool.
Okay.
It was just the robe, Andy.
Well, how'd you react?
I just looked at him like, what? Who the hell are you talking to like that? And he didn't say it in a rude way.
Sure.
It was just the fact that he was in the damn robe and his drawers and coming in, where's my bacon at?
Man, that's a confident move, man.
I just had that moment. I was like, I'm going to look at the bill real quick. Yeah, it's like my name.
Yeah, pretty sure I'm pretty dad,
sure,
right?
Pretty sure I'm dad, right?
Okay.
Man, this guy
phenomenal.
I felt a certain type of way this morning.
But there also had to be a little part of you two that was like, all right. That little man, that's my little man right there. You know, there's like a little part of you that obviously you're like, oh, hell no. Like, he's not talking to me like that.
Right.
But also you're like, yeah, all right, good for you.
It was just funny. I made his bacon.
A little pride. And he got his bacon, didn't he?
He got his damn bacon. But I don't know, man. I was like, damn, I feel like, yeah, this is my house, right?
Would
yeah.
your reaction have been different if Luke Jackson would have done his job last night? Like, were you more frustrated by that situation at 8 a.m. this morning, Luke Jackson?
I'm always one of those. I try to, when I wake up, to let it go, especially if you have other opportunities. Now, that was game 7 or something, or elimination game.
Don't come downstairs asking for bacon in the bathroom that day.
Don't mess around with me. But just because of my comfort level with the Braves, and I'll even admit, my comfort level with him today, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. We'll be fine.
Yeah,
the Braves are fine.
I think they are. I think they are. I mean, we'll find out. We'll find out. They might not be, but I think that they are, and I think we've seen enough. I think Peter Moylan said it. I switched over to the Bally is doing a post-game show as soon as the games are over. They got Chip Carey. I heard him on this morning with the morning show guys. Peter Moylan, Brian Jordan, and Paul Byrd. And as soon as the game ends, if you don't want to listen to the Dodgers cheerleading post-game show, you can switch over to Bally and see the local guys talk about the Braves. Now, Peter Moylan made a great point. This team's been here before. Like, if any team knows how to deal with adversity, it's probably these guys. He also said before the game yesterday, which I thought was brilliant, if anybody knows how to play 500 baseball, which is what the Braves need to do in the final four games of the series to win it, it's the Braves. If anybody knows how to be 500, it's this group of guys. That was a pretty good line from Peter Moylan. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Zach!
NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile. NFL trade deadline a couple weeks away. Really not sure if the Falcons will be active at the deadline. We asked Tori McElhaney yesterday what she thought. She kind of sounded like she was more in the camp of, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they are active at the trade deadline. We asked her buyers or sellers. She kind of chuckled and said, probably sellers. Maybe it depends on what happens over the next couple of weeks, how they go about that. Maybe it doesn't. But there's a handful of names on this roster that would be pretty attractive to teams that are in contention right now. You mentioned Grady Jarrett's name yesterday. Why was his a name that you brought up?
Well, I think right now, if you look at the available guys, I think Grady is the one that can probably fetch you the most if you want to talk about compensation and all those things. That's the only thing. And then also Grady's contract coming up and everything like that. So that's the reason I said it. I just take it away because I had something like that in what if, and it was like, what if they are, like, say, two games below 500 at the trade deadline? Mm-hmm. It's something that you would have, that's something that you should look at.
Yeah.
Because you made a great point. When, like Grady is a pillar. He is. This Falcon organization. I'm not saying move on from Grady because I wouldn't move on from him. All I'm saying is if it's a situation where you can get the best compensation for him and you don't have to keep rebuilding with him on this roster, wasting away his good years,
right?
Then, you know, you might look into it. Now, I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination, would I trade Grady? Hell no. Mm. You know, but if you look at him, you look at Deion Jones, you look at Dante Fowler, these guys that can fetch you some value on the market because you can't find pass rushers right now. All teams need pass rushers. Mm-hmm. All teams need defensive linemen. Those two positions are much needs. And then you look at the linebacker position. I mean, every time you look up, is a damn new somebody going on IR, or somebody's getting hurt, or you're not getting the production that you need at those positions. So they have players who can, you know, fetch you some value. It's just all about, you know, where do you see your organization at the point when it's time to make these moves?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, if what happens against Miami, if what happens against the Carolina Panthers the week after that, those are the two games that you have before the trade deadline. If the result of those games makes a difference in what you do at the trade deadline, then I really do think that you get a look into how they view this season and the remainder of the season, because I know there's still some, you know, frustration among fans about whether or not this actually is a rebuild or retool, remodel, whatever RE word you want to use to describe what this season is. If they go 1-1 in the next two, then you're 3-4 going into the trade deadline, and I don't know, maybe that helps make your decision for you. If you trade Grady Jarrett, you're in a rebuild.
Yeah.
Like, and I already think that they are. Like, you just are. You can watch them play on Sundays, and they're the amount of positions that just aren't quite up to snuff from where you'd like them to be. And from an NFL standpoint, there's a long way to go with this roster. But if you're moving on from guys like that, or guys like, I don't know, Foye Oluokun, who could probably get you some value in the open market with all the injuries to linebackers like you talk about, Calvin Ridley, I mean, that would be the big one. That would be a real, if they were to do something with Calvin Ridley, who I also think would get you a ton in return.
Yes.
Like, I think that's a really valuable, if Grady's the most valuable, Calvin Ridley's probably the second most valuable.
Yes.
That's definitely an indicator of, we need draft picks. draft picks are rebuilds.
That's wholesale right there.
It is.
You start getting rid of all those guys.
I would be surprised about that. I wouldn't be surprised if they make a move or two, and I think that they probably should, you know? I mean, you know, you have a lot of needs on this roster. The best way to go about it is through the draft.
Andy, we got a go dog, Kirby.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we got a go dog.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh,
maybe he just heard that story about Samson and he wants to sign him.
Yeah, probably. Michael Williams, some dude from, I guess Kirby flipped him, from USC.
Hey!
There we go.
South Carolina or Southern California?
I'm assuming Southern Cal.
Okay. Do you refer to South Carolina as USC? Because it always trips me up when people
say that
on Twitter.
No, I don't do
that.
Okay,
me either.
No.
But people do that on Twitter sometimes, and I'm like, USC? They're not. Oh, South Carolina.
No.
Got it. We're talking about different schools. Okay. How about this one? We had this in our pre-show note, and I thought it was interesting. What does this fact tell you? The fact that Kyle Pitts is the Falcons' leading receiver through five games.
We say leading receiver, is that reception and yards? What?
Yeah.
Receptions and
yards? Receiving yards.
Receiving yards, okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say a lot, you know. I'm not surprised, especially since Red didn't play last week. And as far as, you know, will he end the season as the leading receiver? I doubt it. I think Red will be that guy, but that's a good sign. I mean, I think it would be a lot more if you would have, you know, some of those connections would have connected earlier in the season. But I'm not surprised by it at all. He's one of the top players on their squad.
Yeah.
He's a guy that they have to throw the football to. Like, you got to throw the football to Kyle Pitts to win. And if you're the Falcons, you got to. And so they got to figure out a way to keep getting him the ball and, you know, continue his development, man. Because he got ways to go, but now he's just out there with pure athleticism, Andy. So once he learns the game, the sky's the freaking limit for this dude.
Yeah.
Once you learn the game, because right now he's just going off, I'm just a raw athlete out here doing and learning on the job. But once he gets all the ins and outs of the NFL, Stu gonna be special.
Yeah, it's a great number for him through five games, and that last game against the Jets was fantastic. Hopefully, a sign of more things to come. I do think that stat through five games probably has more to do with Calvin Ridley than anything else. The fact that he missed a game, and I mean, let's be honest, there was a couple games in there where he just didn't play very well. Dropped a couple passes, and it kind of stopped going to him down the stretch in a couple games. Hopefully, with whatever went on with the personal issue, which led to him to miss the London trip, and with the bye week, that got taken care of, and hopefully he's back in a good frame of mind to be a number one receiver, because that's what he is in terms of depth chart on this team. It just hasn't really looked like that this year. Hopefully he can get back to looking like that. Seth Harris says they call South Carolina USC Junior. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, I don't call it. I will say I have seen it, but no, I ain't calling no USC. Only USC out there in California.
Yeah, that's right. Not like they're good either, but they were at one point. Here's Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions, who have yet to win a game this season, talking about Matthew Stafford.
He's doing a dang good job out there. They're an explosive offense. He's a good quarterback. But yeah, he's a good quarterback. It's gonna be a huge challenge for us.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it play each other.
Yes, it most certainly is. Yeah, the Rams host the Lions, who are 0-6, on Sunday. Mm. They're 15-point favorites. There's been a lot of double-digit favorites in the NFL this year. Example of some of the top end. The Rams are one of the top end teams, and some of the bottom end teams like the Lions playing each other. That's a tough one for Lions fans, dude. Man. Like Matthew Stafford immediately having this success. I'm sure they're somewhat happy for him. But to have to play him Sunday and what they're going to do to the Lions, that's going to suck.
Man, I want – because I like Dan. Dan's a good man. And, you know, you want to see him win. But they are bad.
They're terrible.
They're bad. And but they should have won a couple of those games.
It's
just
true.
The way they lose and everything. And Jared Goff, he's
– Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
Let me ask it to you kind of two ways. Who's the worst team in the NFL? I know they're in the category of that. Who's the worst team in the NFL? What team is in the worst situation in the NFL? Because I think the Dolphins and the Jaguars are bad, but at least you're seeing some good things from their young quarterbacks.
Yes.
Jared Goff's the Lions quarterback.
Oh, like he this is his last year's
that's
quarterback.
That's not a good situation.
This will be his last year's quarterback if it doesn't get better. I tell you who in the world of trouble, Brian's Giants. Everybody hurt. They just put. I just saw they just put Andrew Thomas on IR. They said, "What's the name? Kadarius Toney gonna be out for a while."
Yeah,
they in trouble up there. And I'm telling you right now, for them to be in as trouble as they are, and to have a coach like that, because right now, don't nobody want to hear what you're talking about, Joe Judge. Nobody wants to hear that your coach talk and all that. Nobody wants to hear it. And they, I mean, you want to see a organization who is gonna flip the script, like as far as everybody gonna be gone. They're just not good.
Yes.
They're not good. Everybody's hurt. All those different things.
The only healthy receiver the Giants have is John Ross, who gets hurt. Who gets hurt when he sneezes? Like John Ross literally hurt himself running the 40 at the combine.
Yeah,
it's the most John Ross thing ever. He ran the fastest 40 in combine history and hurt himself while doing it.
Yeah, man.
He caught a lot of damn touchdowns for the Huskies, though, and I'll always love John Ross for that.
His soul's still over there downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, Minka Fitzpatrick took it, and then they buried it in the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, dog. It's up underneath the Home Depot lot.
It's not just his soul. It's the whole soul of the Pac-12.
Yeah, so it's right up under that Home Depot lot.
Minka Fitzpatrick snatched it right out of John Ross's chest.
You know they got them Lions painted. I know John's soul out there running 40s right now because that's what took it right there at that Home Depot lot.
It's a 4-2-40.
Ooh.
But it's a ghost running
it.
Damn. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a what if here on a hump day Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone here on a Hump Day Wednesday. Now, I haven't confirmed this with Wendy yet today, but she did say yesterday at the end of the show
that she got bars.
She's going to be spitting bars during the Wendy Zone today.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You looking forward to that? I am.
I know I am.
Is that what's happening?
One to Wendy.
Spitting bars? Oh, well, I just made Wendy nervous.
Oh. We can call her One to Wendy. Yeah.
Wonder Wendy?
One to Wendy. That'd be her stage name. One to Wendy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have a stage name already, and we're hyping it up, so, yeah. You know.
One to Wendy.
Coming so to state,
yeah, but you know we got to bring because Harry Lean's we the front guys.
Yeah, sometimes you do a song with a rapper though, like you have an R&B group and they'll have a rapper.
Yes, because you used to see Wendy with some white snow boots, like doing like a fake door kick in motion, and then grabbing the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and the mic's all like diamonds all over it and all that kind of stuff.
And then Brian with the, you know, it's always cool when the DJs, when they be like having the headphones like in between their top of their shoulder and their ear.
Right, exactly. It can only be on one of your ears.
It can only be Brian.
And you got to have your head tilted down holding the headphones.
And that's Brian.
Like people used to hold the phone on their shoulder back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Brian's doing.
And that's Brian.
What's his DJ name?
Ooh. DJ Want Too Much Credit.
I was thinking DJ Ego. But
oh, that's even worse.
That's fine.
Yeah, DJ that. Want Too Much Credit. Yeah, on the ones and twos.
All right, sounds good. We'll see if Wendy raps coming up in 20 minutes. I think maybe. I don't know if we've helped our cause or hurt our cause with this conversation, but she said it's going to be great either way. Most important audio in the world coming up top of the noon hour. John Collins was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. Far as I know, first time anybody's really gotten a chance to talk to John Collins in the off season, you know, since he got all that money and all that. So we'll see if he sounds rich.
We'll call him again. The new money crew.
Yeah, the new money crew.
The new money crew.
Do you think, I was thinking about this yesterday, like I don't know what like the behind the scenes relationship, like friendship relationship is like between Trey and Kevin Herter and John Collins and all that. It's probably friendly. Like I don't know if they're hanging out all the time or not. I don't really know. But they've been around each other for such a long time now and went to some tough times with the Hawks and a lot of losses and, you know, 19th overall pick. It's not like John Collins and Kevin Herter weren't making a lot of money relative to normal people. Right. But, you know, relative to the NBA, they were all, you know, they were on rookie contracts. In the same summer, they all just got crazy rich.
Yes.
Do you think that there's ever a moment, and maybe, you know, in the preseason or something, I know Kevin just got his contract the other day, where it's just the three of them and they kind of look at each other and they're like, we did it.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it, Herder was Kev was talking about, you know, they were like, of course, whenever your teammate gets a new contract, you always have fun with him. Like, let me hold some.
Yeah, right.
It's on dinner on you.
Dinner's
and everything.
Dinner's on you, all that.
Yeah. Thing. And when Kev come back to them at Trey and Johnny, y'all got more than me.
Yeah.
I mean, like Herder can take care of his kids and his kids' kids with that loot, man. That's that good money, right?
Oh
there.
Yeah, that's $65 million. Yeah,
Trade them got to buy a block. You know, they go by the block.
Yeah, Trey's great grandkids are doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
but good for them, man.
Obviously,
but yeah,
happy
obviously. For them. Hell yeah, Kevin Herter deserves that, man. That's a lot of loot, definitely.
A lot of loot, man. Whew. Anyway, they open the season tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks.
Mama, go get you something.
They're all very rich, and they're very good, so hopefully they're going to win a lot of games this year. With all of that said, let's play What If.
It's time for What If on Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A bunch of different hypothetical questions we'll throw at one another regarding the world of Atlanta sports. Randy goes first.
So many of them came out in the NFL No Huddle. Let me see if I can find one. Okay, here it is. What if Joseph can only give you 40 minutes per match?
Interesting. I had a Joseph-related question as well. Is that going to be 40 minutes from minute 0 to minute 40? Or is that going to be 40 minutes he comes on as a sub in the second half?
Well, I'm going to go back to what Jason was talking about. If you're going to get what you can out of Joseph, you want to see it from the beginning.
Yep, I'm with you. And I was texting. I was doing a little sourcing during the break there, Randy. Talking to sources about Joseph.
Okay.
I texted Smokin' Joe Patrick, and he said that it's pretty likely that Joseph will start tonight.
Okay.
That's a great question, though. How long can he go? How do you manage it? Is he looking like he's a little bit slow? Is he pressing? Is he whatever? Like, you have to be really, really careful with this situation, because every minute you have him out there, you're better. You're just a better team. Whether it's the first 45 tonight or he comes in as a 60th minute sub another night or whatever, if you're going to accomplish the best goal that you can this season, which is go on a run and win the MLS Cup, healthy Joseph Martinez is vital in that pursuit. So if 40 is all he can give you tonight, great. It's better than nothing. And that's what you got from him over the weekend, and you won. It's still tough, though, to... It's really going to be hard to make sure that you do get the most out of him if you only have him for that amount of time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll be looking closely at what he does tonight. Game against NYCFC right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 7, kickoff at 7:30. What if Luke Jackson would have thrown a slider instead of that 97-mile-an-hour neck-high fastball to Cody Bellinger?
I don't know, Andy. I will be so honest with you, Bonk. I don't know if he would have threw the slider, because when I saw Cody Bellinger hit that ball, Andy, I didn't see the ball come out of his hand. I don't know what kind of pitch it was. I automatically assumed it was the damn slider. I really did.
Because
the situation called for it. Yeah. So I automatically thought that was, like I said, I was looking at Cody and I just watched what he did. Mm-hmm. I automatically, because I'm kind of, I don't, this, and Donald's like, what? Mm-hmm. I said, he hung the damn slider. Not knowing, again, once you see the replay, like, right. Oh, that wasn't a slider.
That's a 97-mile-an-hour shoulder-high fastball.
But I think, you know, Andy, I can honestly say I don't know what would have happened. I don't. I think maybe sometimes you're in a position that just would have happened no matter what he would have did.
Fate was written, is what you're saying, for Cody Bellinger.
It just seems like.
They did have a number, and I'm not going to say positive things about Cody Bellinger, because Wendy might quit if I do. but they had a stat on the game last night that he's got 8 postseason homers, 5 of them either go ahead or game tying. Like,
who against who?
He's just in general guys in the playoffs. I know a couple of them against the Braves. Yeah, that may be true. That may be true. He may have also been way out in front of it and swung and missed and struck out.
Could have.
But who knows?
Could have, man. What if Snick has to bring back Charlie on short rest?
So that would be game what? 6?
Yeah.
That would mean that Ian Anderson pitches today. And that would mean that you lose either today or tomorrow.
Now, we were talking about this yesterday. It was putting out there that maybe Ian could go today because of his low pitch count in game 2.
It's possible.
It's possible.
It's a possibility. We don't know who they're going to start today. We do know that it's going to be a bullpen game. And again, maybe Snit did say something specifically about Ian Anderson last night. I didn't read that. If someone saw it, let me know if we're wrong about it, because I know that they're doing a bullpen game today. That could include Ian Anderson. Maybe it won't. But that would mean that Ian Anderson had pitched before game six. Full rest for Charlie would be game seven.
Right.
And Max Fried obviously is going to go on full rest tomorrow, no matter what. Like, that's the situation. I guess the other scenario where that would happen would be Max Fried starts tomorrow, doesn't make it very long. You put Ian Anderson in there to sort of deal with that situation, and then Charlie starts in game six. Either way, like, whatever the scenario it is that leads to that, he better be good. Like,
this is like mine.
Yeah, Charlie Morton, and I get it, because the situation had changed by the time Charlie Morton came out of the game yesterday. He did give you five. He did figure it out in four, in two, three, four, and five, and that's really good. And the Braves, by that point, had scored some runs, and they were winning the game.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Morton wasn't good enough yesterday.
He just wasn't.
There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He didn't do his job. His job is to be a lockdown starting pitching ace in this rotation, and he was on extra rest. Like, he was supposed to. That was one of the things that made us most confident about yesterday. Charlie Morton's on rest. He's a great playoff pitcher. He did 37 pitches in the first inning. Now, he fixed it, which is great. He's a professional. I'm happy that he did that. But to me, that doesn't excuse what happened in the first inning.
No, it doesn't, man. And, you know, going back to the question that you previously asked me, like, I don't, like, sometimes you just look at, this would have happened anyways. I don't want to believe that, but sometimes things just happen. Sometimes, because they're a good baseball team. It's just so funny that when that dude messes up, the text and everything that I get. I'm telling you who I got text from. Neighbor Bob. Mike Bell.
Wow.
Right. A couple of them are friends. And Rob Tribble.
Really?
Yes. Wow. I got a text from Rob Tribble last night about the game.
You know that's good, though.
Why right? is that?
I mean, I know it's annoying, like, probably in the moment. But that means you're resonating with people, Randy.
I know, dog. You know I'm a resonator.
You are a resonator. That's what we should start calling
it. I said resonator.
No, you didn't resign.
Yeah. Y'all know what I meant.
Yeah. No, that's good. I know also it irritates you, the wellness checks and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, God.
But you've branded yourself in a certain type of way,
right,
which is good. Like, branding is good. You're a yamologist.
Right.
You're the leader of the president of the Yams committee.
I am.
Which is great. Like, that's an accomplishment. Yeah. Not a lot of people have been president of anything in their life.
But the thing about it is, like, I'm not in control of what goes on the field.
I know you're not.
But some people just feel like.
But your Luke Jackson opinions. People remember them.
But they were, they but it's just funny, because I'm just like, why are y'all getting that? Like, okay, I understand. All right? He ain't my boy. All right? Andy, your boy 77, automatic mute. Don't want to hear from you no more.
Wow, you're dead.
Yes.
Your texting privileges are taken.
Yes.
That's what they said.
Dead to me.
So who died last night?
A whole lot of folks. You see your boy. Get your boy, Rick. My boy ain't my friend. Yeah, I don't talk about my friends the way I talk about him.
That's fair enough.
Then obviously, we ain't friends. But yeah.
Let me ask you one more what if.
Yes.
What if the Braves make a lineup change tonight? If they were to.
If they were to make a lineup change.
I don't know if they will, but if they were to move somebody around, who would it be?
Maybe they switch corner outfielders, maybe?
Maybe. What if you bet?
Travis Darno ain't. I mean, I love the youngin', but Travis behind the plate gives you a little bit more.
Yeah, you're not putting Contreras.
Security, yeah.
I saw some people saying that because Darno's not hitting the baseball and he can't throw anybody out. But you're right. You're not taking Darno out. I don't think you're taking Darno out.
Let's put it away. I don't think you do.
What if you bat Dansby leadoff because they're starting a lefty and Eddie Rosario's left-handed?
Take it.
Good.
Take it.
All right.
Take it.
That's what if. Stop texting Randy about Luke Jackson, all right? Leave him alone. We'll come back and get to the Wendy Zone after this. She may rap. We'll find out together. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
Everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more.
This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't eat breakfast in the morning, so I can come to work hungry.
Brought to you by Hoots Wings, Lunch Hour, Chicken Wings, and other things. Takeout and delivery available online at HootsWings.com.
Wendy!
I will be eating breakfast tomorrow morning because Taco Bell is giving out free toasted breakfast burritos tomorrow
Are you
morning.
Serious?
Really?
I'm not joking.
Free?
Free.
What happened?
What happened?
Well, they're just trying to promote
Somebody steals second base or something like that?
That's only the World Series. Oh. I found out the hard way last night. Man, don't say the wrong information on Twitter. Good grief.
You know what's interesting about that, Wendy? You're right. The wrong information on Twitter and the way people react.
I just asked.
Yeah, but I find that the way that people respond to different people is really interesting. Like, people come at you in a way that's totally unlike fitting of
it's
the person
aggressive.
That you are. It doesn't look like the nicest person in the world.
Yes.
And people come in your mentions in a way that's like, what is
and
wrong
I just
with
like,
people?
And it like, well, something happened last night. I said, Randy, I didn't know your sister had cussed like that. I was like, Wendy, don't curse like that. Wendy says LF thing.
Well, I said
well,
last night.
Well, publicly. Like, you don't curse.
Well, yes.
She's a private curser.
She's a private cusser.
I'm a sports curser.
Like, yeah. Like, I cuss all the time. Like, Andy, and I made it a point last night when I tweeted it that I made sure that I didn't put the vowels in there. Because last time I did it, it was so funny, and I did that on purpose.
Well, sometimes
time.
You do, like during a Georgia game, Randy will cuss on Twitter, and I like that.
I don't be can.
No.
It's my Twitter. It's my Twitter.
I feel like y'all are really underrating my cursing. I'm not to say that I'm not a nice person, but I mean, I got a foul mouth sometimes. Yeah. I'm sorry, Dad, if you're listening.
So Wendy, can I agree with you?
I got a foul mouth sometimes.
Wendy, can I agree with you?
You can agree with yes.
Oh yeah, because I've been around Mad Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You mean Miss Adams.
Oh, that's Miss Adams. Yeah, I've been around Miss Adams.
In a work setting,
Miss Adams was walking around here yesterday for a couple hours.
Yeah, I'd have been around Miss Adams.
You may not have taken a stern walk to the bathroom for a moment and back yesterday. I mean, yeah, but... Yeah, I mean, I curse, but not on Twitter. On Twitter, I'll just put, like, the
yeah,
the
and you should and you should not cuss, Wendy, because you're a lady.
Yeah, but Andy's right. The aggressiveness that I get back.
It's just weird.
I tweeted, did Ozzy Albies just win us a free taco? Because Taco Bell's doing that promotion where you get a free Doritos Locos taco if someone steals a base, and Ozzy stole a base yesterday. Right. It's like, yes, we're going to get a free taco. No, we're not. That's only the World Series. I'm like, oh. Excuse me. Gosh, I didn't know the passion.
It ain't that. It ain't that. But the thing about it is, Bunk, it don't be that so serious. Crazy. And that's my only thing I get out of it. Like, it don't be that serious. And I'm like, why are you taking this so personal?
I don't know. I mean, everybody has, I guess, a different interpretation of, I guess, how you send out a tweet. And then they have their own interpretation of what that sounds like in their mind.
Right.
So maybe
that is interesting. When you read someone's tweet, what like, voice do you read it in?
Like, how are you reading it?
Yeah. That's a great question. I don't know.
Like someone, I got mad, and I get mad because I got mad the last time. And I was like, Randy, don't, because I take everything as a slight when you come at me like that.
Yeah, no, I know. Me too.
You know what I mean?
Me too, like, same way. And I got to take a step back. It's like, that's probably not what that person meant.
And I do that. And probably I will step back.
Yeah. Or maybe they mean it sarcastically.
Right. Or maybe they did and we need to fight. I don't know. You know? Those moments are emotional, man.
Keyboard
like,
fighting.
Luke Jackson gives up a home run in the playoffs and emotions are high.
And it's about you should. You're supposed to be mad. I don't want to hear no crap about just because we mad at him for throwing it. So you're just like Atlanta fans always get up. Ain't nobody giving up, homie. The dude just gave up a 3-run damn home run, and we mad. And it's okay to be mad.
Yeah, you should be.
You're coming to me talking about some, well, Snick should have put him in that position. Get the hell out of here.
In what position?
Do his job? Like, you hear all last night.
Oh, I know.
I was like, you know what? This is why I leave my phone downstairs. And because I don't, you know,
I'm very good about it. So I'll type something out and then I'll reread it and ask myself, is this a good idea?
I do that too.
And I'll do that multiple times before I actually hit send on something. And I'm like, oh, that would not have been a great idea.
I do save them in my drafts though.
Oh,
and then sometimes
so
I'll go back and read them.
Yeah.
I'll be like, wow, that would have been really mean if I would have responded to that person.
That would have
been
really terrible.
Hey man, I'll give you one. I should think about this, Randy. I'll give you one.
But not two.
I'll give you one.
I mean, right. When Luke Jackson gave that up last night, I was very sweaty and sweary. I was so hot. After the game, I just had to take a moment. I literally had to go take a shower because I was just so mad. I go, how do I get the madness off of me right now? This is the only way to do it.
I need a loofah.
I did. I needed a loofah. And Luke Jack, I say this all to say that Taco Bell is giving out free breakfast burritos tomorrow.
Cool.
So you should definitely go grab you one. Speaking of food, you guys are familiar with the rap lyrics from Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Yeah.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on her sweater already.
Mom's spaghetti.
Well, the Cincinnati Bengals were in Detroit for a Sunday matchup with the Lions. The teams usually get in a day before, and that included Bengals guard Jackson Carmen, who decided to send a tweet and asking for food recommendations. I always ask for recommendations if I'm in a city I haven't been before. He just tweeted, "What's Detroit known for food-wise?" So apparently a lot of people suggested Eminem's new restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti.
Right.
Fitting.
Okay. I didn't know that he had one of those.
And it just opened.
It's a smart idea.
A few weeks ago. So fast forward to Sunday, Carmen unexpectedly left the field during the third quarter, and it was tweeted, the Bengals tweeted that it was due to illness, and his return was questionable.
Oh,
Carmen apparently vomited, not on a sweater, but on the field, had to walk himself into a medical tent, and then some sort of speculated that it was COVID because he was just on the COVID-19 list.
Oh,
they're like, maybe
no.
This is the effects from COVID. But he decided to clear things up and then tweeted, "Would not recommend eating Mom's Spaghetti when you visit Detroit."
Wow.
So it was the spaghetti that he puked onto the field.
I mean, it's sort of fitting if you put it with the rap lyrics.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Did
that's
he make
so
some sort of like huge dramatic comeback like Eminem did at the end of the movie and Avenge
Rabbit.
No.
Yeah, his earlier performance.
No, he was just
no,
out.
No, he didn't.
That's just.
Is there anything worse than food poisoning?
Oh, nothing. Ooh, nothing no. at all.
I mean, I would nothing, like it for like weight loss every now and then.
Nothing at all.
What's the last thing that got you?
Some Indian food.
Ooh,
man.
A hot dog from a fast food place.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Look,
we had
I'll never go back there. Ever.
Indian food, man. And I'm not a big Indian, but you know, we were friends that wanted to go there, so I'm like, I ain't going. Yeah, so I go, and I'm talking about just guts. I'm talking about somebody was doing a running man on my intestines.
Yeah, you feel like you're going to die.
Yeah, dog. But there's nothing worse, Wendy, when somebody's throwing up on the field. Like, we all know the story that I threw up on the quarterback before. But that wasn't because I had food poisoning.
Great.
That's because I just had all the energy junks and everything in my body, and that heat got me. But, I mean, I'm sorry.
And it's literally only been open a few weeks.
Like, bad advertising.
Bunk, huh? Wendy, didn't A.J. Brown just, didn't he have the bad guts in the last game?
He had bad guts, too.
Where is it from?
From a restaurant that may or could be a sponsor in the future. So we're that place.
Yeah, that place.
That story alone.
Yeah, that place.
By the way, Eminem, Lose Yourself, or The Real Slim Shady would probably likely be my go-to karaoke songs.
Really?
Really?
Interesting.
So you mean to tell me you teased all that and you ain't saying nothing, Wendy?
I mean,
now, is this going to be a preview or?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Because you know that.
This is the instrumental.
I know, but.
It hasn't started yet.
Come on.
No, now I'm really sweaty. I want to be sweary. No,
we'll
all go out and do karaoke one night.
Why you sweaty? Because y'all
can capture the moment.
Because y'all got like 1,000 degrees in that control booth. How hot is it there, Brian?
Actually, we got it down to 73, I think.
Only in my armpits.
Yeah, me and Andy both have sweaty armpits. It's fine. We're bonding.
Everybody's doing it. Get your armpits sweaty.
Don't put on deodorant.
We'll be back. Thanks for being with us, and we apologize. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test?
Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.